You're listening to The Kylo Show, the podcast where we talk about how to keep your love on no matter what and why whole healthy families are going to save the world. And it starts right now.
Hello and welcome to The Kylo Show. We are still in the new year.
we're just getting started.
Starting again, and we're going to continue our conversation kind of around prioritizing your relationships and your life, and what does that look like, and kind of just wanting to help you be successful as best as we can help
Focused
you.
Focused on your priorities.
Yeah, and you know, since we are the relationship people, that's what we're focusing on.
That's it.
So that's, we're just going to
stay. Our wheelhouse.
We're going to stay in that lane.
Yeah, yeah. Good call.
Because that's how we know how to help people. So
we've been kind of in this theme for a while now, especially since the introduction of Kylo U, where we really help people focus on their connection with the Lord, their connection with their own heart, you know, like yourself, and then your connection with others, which is coming out of Matthew 22 of love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is this Trinity target of love, and it's not just love the Lord. It goes past that. And so in this series, we are really hitting those three things. Last time we talked about the connection with you and God, and then we introduced the three R's, you know, which is to reflect, and then to realign, and then reengage. So we're going to do that same thing with you and your own heart. Because once you get disconnected from your own heart, oh, you are in so much trouble.
Which I think there's a lot of people pretty disconnected from their own heart.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's ever intentional. It just kind of gets swept up in the, the busy, the other demands, and the, you know, walking away from communicating what you need, walking away from.
You know, I heard recently, I want to say it was Jordan Peterson, but it was somebody that was saying that they interviewed people on their deathbed, basically, here we go, another one of those. And number one regret, I wasn't myself. I wasn't myself most of my life.
In their most intimate relationships, probably.
I think at work, probably, in their relationships, maybe even their friendships or with their family, they were so afraid of being themselves that they gave it away. And I think that's the disconnect piece. Like, oh, you know, you not being you is a symptom of a disconnect from your own heart.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably why Margaret has such a killing of a job, because she's just helping people get back to their heart.
Find you.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you're overcoming overwhelmed. Her whole course she did with us is all about your ability to recognize what it is that's going on inside of you so that you can
regulate
and then make a plan to move forward to, like, okay, what's next after you've regulated? And I mean, we were all in here when she was filming it. So it wasn't, we were doing it and listening because she was filming it. And it wasn't like I paid for a session and thought, oh, this is what I need. But we're in it laughing afterwards going, oh, I didn't realize how disconnected from my, you know, physical body I was. And especially handling conflict, you know. So I've referenced this a lot, especially because we have a lot of young marrieds or healthy family groups that we've been doing and leading. And in that space, we talk a lot about your ability to actually recognize when your body is about to make a decision. Your mind's going to make a decision whether your body agrees with it or not.
Yeah.
You know?
Your mouth's going to write a check that your body doesn't want to have to cash. Yeah.
And so talking about, you know, how is your heart You know, like physically, my heart's beating out of my chest. Well, that's an indicator of something. Mm. My palms are sweaty. My voice is, you know, shaky. I my whole body all of a sudden just feels like I just took a
hit of adrenaline,
shotgun of a Red Bull. You know, like yeah. And then all of a sudden, I'm saying yes to something I don't want to say yes to. Yeah.
Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think I don't think you are.
And which leads to another yes, I probably don't want to give, which leads to all these. So all of a sudden, I feel trapped to what I gave a yes away to. And that's a lot of what happens with yourself is that you give away yeses mm-hmm. as if there is a commitment behind it. But really, you're afraid of something else. Like yeah. it feels like you're avoiding something else and your body's trying to tell you something.
Your yes is buying you some time.
Yeah. Because saying no or whatever else is required that your body's reacting to, I'm afraid of what comes with that no, like the confrontation or the different things with yeah. that. So I buy time, like you said. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I can't sleep. I'm stressed. I'm irritable with everybody around me. I don't feel like myself. I have to pretend this thing and it's just crazy. So if you haven't listened to Margaret's Overcoming Your Overwhelm, that's a really, she was on the podcast, but she also did a course with us. She's really good at this.
Yeah.
She's really good at.
She's my counselor. Yeah. So there's so many, when we talk about our connection with our own heart, our connection with ourself, it plays out in the garden where you see Adam. Adam, you know, Adam is this kind of this symbol of humankind. You know, the origin of mankind is the essence of, if you had perfect conditions mm-hmm. up until a moment, what would you do? Or what would man yeah. do? And like, well, we got to see what that guy did and you're like, oh man, he knew what was right. He knew what the Lord said. And that moment where he takes the fruit that he knows he's not supposed to eat, and he takes it from Eve, you know. So rather than to say to Eve, hey, what are you doing? No, we're not doing this. What in yeah. the heck? He avoids that conflict. He avoids that conflict and he betrays his own heart. And right there, you see what happens is there's deception. Mm-hmm. Now you can't see. Now you cannot see what's really going on because now you're naked and afraid. You know, you're
not a famous TV show.
You're huddled in a bush with mosquito bites everywhere. You know, I mean, you are naked and afraid. You now cannot see what's really going on. What's mm-hmm. really going on is paradise, and you're naked and afraid in paradise. Why? Because you betrayed your own heart, mm-hmm. and that is what we got to get back from. Is I'm out here, I cannot see what my Father's doing. I cannot be connected to the vision and the assignment on my life. I'm disconnected because I'm naked and afraid. Mm. I got to get back to being connected, being regulated, able to hear the small, still voice in the calamity and chaos of the storm.
I think this is why, you know, self-help books are so popular is because people are searching, how do I find my true self?
How do I fix the symptoms?
How do I fix this thing that I've walked away from? I don't know how to do. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's probably why people love listening to the show is that they're looking for that practical application to be themselves mm-hmm. and to have a healthy relationship with self. And, you know, that's the hard part is that you can read a lot of books and you can listen to all the podcasts, but it has to come with a form of stewardship of my decision of I have this information now. what will I do with it? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the part where I have to be willing to cross that really scary river. I have to be willing to have that hard conversation. I have to take all that I've researched and put it into, because even if that goes horrible, even if it's hard, I always still feel happy in the inside, because I did what I said I was going to do. And I, you know, whether you're sticking up for yourself or you're doing a good job communicating, it always feels better regardless of what the other person does. But I think that's the part that is the hurdle everyone has to get over, is all, as you collect all this information, okay, now what? Mm-hmm. Will you do something with it? Mm-hmm. Will you steward what it is that you've been given in this opportunity?
I think, you know, getting back to who I am, it opens up the whole self-awareness journey. Mm-hmm. You know, it opens up the whole need to know who you are, so that you even know if you're being yourself.
Yeah.
Do you even know who you are? Because lots of people are the compounded results of consequences of their life's decisions. A lot of people are living at the bottom of the hill they fell down. Mm. And they think, this is who I am.
Yeah.
Instead of realizing, oh, I actually belong over there. Yeah. And if you were if you spent the bulk of your life living like a fish trying to climb a tree and being graded on that, then you think you failed. When sure. if we had put that fish in a pond, woohoo, what a series of successful events that you could measure, you know.
Yeah.
And you take a squirrel and you throw him out in the middle of the lake, well, that poor squirrel is just trying to survive struggling the whole time.
Right.
Take that same squirrel, put him in a tree, he's rocking it. Mm-hmm. So who are you? You know, mm-hmm. a fish or a squirrel, so to speak. And and what's your environment? And what's your cumulative results? Because if you're in the right environment as the right design, mm-hmm. you will flourish. You will. But if you don't know your design, then you'll perpetually be surrounded with the wrong environment.
I this is why I love self-awareness. I love helping people discover, if you can find out about yourself and you discover really good language, then you can help those around you that want to love you well with, I actually know you're trying really hard, but you're just not hitting the target. You're way over there. So let me help you. Mm-hmm. Move it this way. But if I don't have that language and I don't know what I need and I don't know how I think or any of those things, then I live frustrated. Mm-hmm. Like, and which likely if you're in a relationship, you're both frustrated. Mm-hmm. I was on a call not very long ago, and this lady said she was a high S or C, something like that. And her husband was a high ID. And I was so confused, because I'm watching them talk and they're sharing about their life and all these things. And I'm like, I don't know that that's true.
You keep using that word.
And I was like, he's not said anything this entire phone call. And she had dominated it. But what she's looking for is freedom. And she's looking for fun. And she's looking, and I'm like, okay, I'm trying to. You know, and he's looking for stability, and he's looking for consistency, and I'm just like,
did you get each other's results?
Yeah, it was so interesting, because I was just trying to. It was our first call together, and I'm like searching, and then they started breaking down some other self-awareness stuff that they had taken, and it was interesting, because I started asking questions, and I didn't say I don't think that you're right on any of those, but I just tried to give different language to what it is I think they kept running into. And this is why having a coach or having somebody that's familiar with this is helpful, because there are lots of those tests out there, and I don't know what one they did, but it was confusing. But I think being able to find, like, I love when we took the Enneagram test, or we did that, it was Road Back to You, I think is the book that we read.
We read that book, and then there's the Beth McCord, My Enneagram coach.
Yeah. I just remember in Road Back to You, he said, you know, when you take the, I took Beth McCord's test, but I took that and I got two different answers. And in his book, though, he says, go back and circle these things. Like, don't just settle for the number. Like, it really has to be, test may say one thing, but what is your motivators? What is the core? And part of the process is being that honest with yourself of like, that's really how this feels. Okay, well, it doesn't match up with that, but that is what I'm so afraid of. And it's just the willingness to go through the process, the willingness to, I guess, be surprised at what you find. But if you can unlock that, there's a lot of freedom and a lot of relief.
And it starts to help you understand why you pursue the avenues of life differently than your spouse, differently than your parents, differently than your friends even. It's like, oh, I really struggle with maybe money or some aspect of that because this area of my life is so important to me. Fun is so important to me. Fashion. There you go.
Is this a dress?
What is this? Yeah, fashion. You know, fashion. That's really important to me. So, okay, well, then you had better have clarity as to how your strengths become your weaknesses in these areas. You know, this as I start to see, like I'm a scientist and an engineer, and you know, and I'm like, I have $1 million in the bank, and I have, you know, I have no fun.
My friends have no fun.
I have no friends. You know, here you go. Like, da, 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 da. Like, okay, well, that now you have the opposite outcome, but it's still my strength overused becomes my weakness. And so that's why I need community of people. I need accountability. I need feedback. But I also need self-awareness because if I'm going to get peace in my life and peace in my heart, it's because I'm behaving consistent with my design, and it's bearing good fruit. And I figured out how to play this saxophone because I'm not a violin player. I tried dragging the bow across this saxophone, and it just didn't work. Like right, because the bow works on the violin, not on the saxophone.
If you're ready for a life-changing transformation, head on over to KyloUniversity.com now and start your journey towards a more fulfilling future. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Your transformation begins at Kylo University. Visit KyloUniversity.com today. So in the pursuit of self-awareness and the pursuit of discovering a healthier relationship with yourself in our reflect, realign, and reengage. If we were to reflect, how do you reflect on self successfully? What are you looking for? Because in with our God, you know, portion, we're looking for where did God show up over and over again. So how do we define that in self?
Maybe just. Do a 0 to 10 checklist with yourself in, areas like, your marriage, your maybe each of your children, your finances, your demonstration of your talents. Just kind of go through and create some categories for yourself about how am I doing? What would I measure the fruit as 0 to 10 with my connection with my spouse? Start there, because last week we did your connection with God. So that's all fixed now. That's all good to go. So right now, so let's how am I doing looking around, is there joy? Is there peace? Is there love? You know, do I have these experiences in these areas of my life, 0 to 10? And just do a little self-assessment of really how am I feeling when I think about these areas of my life? Am I feeling closer to a 10? Am I feeling closer to a 0? Because that's going to give me some feedback as to probably some deregulation going on with me. Like, mm-hmm. I do not feel like myself in these areas of my life. Mm. Okay. I need some attention here.
Yeah. I like that how you phrase that last is I don't feel like myself in these areas, mm-hmm. you know, and if you can, looking at that, like, where did it go off the rails where you stopped looking like yourself, mm-hmm. or bringing your full self to, you know, that role that you have and prioritizing
that. Yeah. And then repent, you know, take a look at it and say, gosh, this is good feedback. This is good information. I haven't really taken the time to even look here. I wonder why, you know, because I've been because I've been avoiding the reality that is looking me in the face. Mm-hmm. And dang it, you know, I really would like to be successful here, but I've kept doing the same thing over and over and over and over, hoping for a different result. It could be why I feel crazy.
Yeah. So that realigning, I think about comes to, okay, I've identified it. Mm-hmm. So now I have to figure out what I want to do differently. Mm-hmm. And how do I prioritize that? And how do I protect that as a priority moving forward? Which may be some hard conversations.
Yeah. There's a plan involved here somewhere.
Yeah, definitely.
You might want to write down what you'll be doing. Mm-hmm. With the definition of success, mm-hmm. like I will be connected to my spouse, mm-hmm. and be enjoying that relationship by as fast as I can. You know, put a date down there, but dates invite accountability.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So yeah, it is probably start with you should be reconnected to the Lord. So that's good. And your next most intimate relationships. But even I would reflect on the places where you keep hiding, you know, whether it's not speaking up or not doing something because afraid of failure or afraid of rejection or, you know, maybe something it's in your heart to do, but you don't have the finances. So what is it that's needed as the priority to reassess? Like, okay, I'm gonna not do that again. And if you can, I think the next bold move is to tell somebody about it,
which would be the re-engage. You know, yeah. So you identify that you have a problem, mm-hmm. you repent, and you build a plan to solve that problem, and then you invite other eyeballs onto it and you say, talk to me, ask me about it. Don't let me off the hook with any excuses. I want to stay accountable to this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because that's what's, you know, I think the place where a lot of times with self, we get to the first two. We reflected, we realigned, but I don't know that I let anyone in to hold me to that accountability because it's going to cost me.
Yeah. So to actually re-engage with any real change in my life, mm-hmm. I've proven, hopefully, by now, I've proven to myself that I am not enough accountability. Mm. And sometimes you are. Sometimes you're like, no, it's time. I'm done. I'm changing. This is it. I'll never do that again. There are those. But classically, when we have this chronic area, when you look down your checklist and you see a 3 and a 4 over there, you're like, okay, maybe that's time to maybe do something about them. I don't know if I'm miserable enough to face what I feel like I'm going to have to adjust.
Yeah.
And if you're not, then you won't. You won't change.
Yeah.
You can hope and pray and blame it on Jesus or the devil, whatever you want. But you got a 3 and 4. You gave yourself one there. You're like, you saw that. And you said, nope, not ready to build a plan that I'm accountable to in that area of my life. Mm-hmm. And until you are, you're pretty much just going to loop.
Yeah. You know, I think about different areas of just self that, you know, speaking of even last year, I mean, writing a book came out last year and really travel took off last year. And so, and even in last year, we had Kylie Yu. So I had we jokingly called it Professor Sen, which is our coworker, Sarah. Sarah we'd have to turn in our messages to her. But that was I think probably the biggest
production.
Yeah, and confronting of self and having to go in and just do a bunch of work of, okay, I gotta tell myself to do, I gotta bring this up, I have to bring this forward, and then, you know, all the different places that we were this last year.
Because writing books don't just happen, do
no,
they?
Unfortunately, they don't.
And they actually don't want to happen.
I'm pretty sure they don't want to
happen. They just don't want to happen because that it's you know, A, it's a lot of work, but B, it's super vulnerable.
Yeah, it's very vulnerable.
Yeah, you write a book and you started a fight with somebody. Yeah, gosh, I wasn't.
I didn't even want to fight with anybody.
Yeah, yeah. And somebody thinks, oh, this is rah, 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 rah.
You shouldn't have in all this. Here's all my opinions.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this podcasting is kind of fun because you just surround yourself with people who agree with you and talk. And
that's most of the
listeners. You know, whoever
yeah.
listens to it disagrees with it, well, then they can.
Well, you could listen to the Imperfect Parenting podcast. Sometimes we throw things up there and there's lots of people that seem to find us that don't agree with us.
Great. Well, that, you know, that's the pretty much the whole point of learning to think is you hear things and then you have to decide. But if you just keep hearing the same thing where you don't have to decide, you're not thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's that was probably the challenge of last year. So this year is still similar. I think I'm in a similar state of, you know, but it's a bit more international this year is mm-hmm. where we're headed. So,
yeah.
Working with a translator should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I always love doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you got to slow things down. I think even paying attention to the capacity in which I have, I learned a little bit of that last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine to say yes in June for 4 events in October in a row, but when you're in October, you're looking back at June going, you idiot.
What was I thinking?
So
yeah, that seems so far away. Yeah, yeah, so, it was, but it's not anymore.
It's not. Yeah. So there's I think, you know, that was last year, but it's still playing into this year for me as far as like, okay, what is the capacity in which I have? So let's reflect on that. Let's realign. So I definitely did some of this already going into this year was, I can't do that again. Because I think we had 8 weekends in a row that I was gone or doing an event. And I there was a moment where I just was crying in the kitchen, giving you a hug. And I'm like, I think I'm just tired. I'm like, that was good cause for realignment. Let's not do this
right.
again. Let's
yep.
not
do and this those- again. Those are kind of flat tires on the side of the road,
yeah.
you know, feeling. But you can exactly, you know, if you just have a plan and you are accountable to that plan. Because mm-hmm. I know what happened to me was I was accountable for a lot of years of my travel. And then I was accountable only to me. And I got that bad boy up to 220 days a year.
Yeah.
And I was in so much physical pain, and I didn't realize how tired I was or even really how unhealthy I was until I stopped doing that. And mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my gosh. Now when I do it, I'm like, I am never doing this again.
Well, you don't even get close to that 200 mark, and you're like, nope.
And it has to do with feeling more connected to and being myself. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had a lot of fun. I learned a ton, and I feel like I made friends all over the world, and I don't regret doing it, but I regret not paying attention to how disconnected I was.
Mm-hmm. And I think I watched some of that, so I probably have a little bit closer line of, mm-hmm. oh,
don't do that.
Yeah. But, you know, the kids are still younger, and thankfully we were home during the week, and because of their schooling at Valor, they're home and around and close, so it doesn't feel like they're too far away. So we did a good job staying connected, but it was, yeah, that would definitely cause for realignment and then a new re-engagement for this year. So we, thankfully, we already found this before we got to this place for myself as far as mm-hmm. some of those areas, because I don't, going into this year, and we always have to plan like a year ahead almost, or just of the year because of it's so busy. And grateful for that.
Yeah. But. Well, we reflect on really how things are going out there. Maybe mm-hmm. that's when you get your list out and you start building out what you reflected on, mm-hmm. you know, marriage, parenting, finances, health.
Friendships.
For me, I would love to keep buying land. You know, I would just love to keep doing that. And I like, this is a swing and a miss year for me. You know, like, okay, so I got to refocus on like, how am I going to do something to keep adding to the momentum of this area of my life? You know, being more connected to higher level leaders is an area of my life that I would like, okay, this, I am not going to be happy with myself if I don't figure this out. Because I like to avoid some things, you know, and I know that about myself. So yep. I'm like, oh, I got to put that down. Okay, so I would write these things down, be clear about them, and then put a 0 to 10. Mm-hmm. You know, okay. Identify the issues. That would be my reflection time. It's like, how am I doing? 0 to 10. Oh, there's a couple hot spots. All right, realign or repent, you know, build a plan. Mm-hmm. And what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Who are you going to be? Who are you going to be? Who are you going to be? And I think that may be the right answer to ask yourself, or the right question to ask yourself is, who are you going to be here? Who mm-hmm. are you going to be here? Who are you going to be here? And then re-engage the mechanism, you know, like, all right, I'm coming out with dates and other people's eyeballs.
Yeah.
Looking at my progress. And so please feel free to check on me. And I would love to have coffee with you on X date to report my progress.
Yeah.
And if we could keep doing this throughout the year, I expect to have a different outcome this time next year.
And that is a good plan, especially with kind of reconnecting and reprioritizing yourself. Mm-hmm. I think that's the goal that you're chasing after. Again, if you need more tools, I think you should go visit Margaret's course because it's super helpful. Mm-hmm. And just her way and her perspective of things, I think it's worth investing in. And excited, because as you renew your relationship with God and then you kind of reprioritize your relationship with yourself, it's just setting you up for success in the long run.
Yeah, or you could just enroll in Kylo University, and you could just get 16 weeks of really good impact.
Yeah, that is a great option too.
Yeah.
So, awesome. All right, well, thanks for joining us on The Kylo Show, and we will see you next time.
Thanks for listening. Never miss an episode of The Kylo Show by subscribing to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or watch us on the Loving on Purpose YouTube channel. Don't forget to submit your questions and testimonies to thekyloshow.com. The Kylo Show is produced by Ali Armading, co-produced by Ashley Beck and Anna Hill, and show promoter Christian Zamora. Don't forget, whole healthy families are going to save the world.